Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, children's play centres, community festivals, football clubs, it seems like every week we're now hearing about more organisations reporting the public liability insurance premiums have soared, threatening their very existence. Today we learned that Ireland's competition watchdog, the CCPC, is launching a study into the sector. The move follows a request from the business minister, Heather Humphreys. Today's Irish Independent says the minister asked the CCPC to look into price fixing and anti-competitive practices by insurers and brokers. But the CCPC says it's not an investigation, it's a market study. I'm joined by Cathy Shannon of Brokers Ireland, by Neil MacDonald, who's the chief executive of ISMI, which represents small and medium-sized firms. You're both welcome to studio. Cathy, you issued a pretty strong rebuke today to the idea that brokers might be in cahoots in ripping off consumers. You called such a suggestion absurd and unfounded. Why?
Those suggestions are absurd and unfounded. There's absolutely no evidence that brokers have been engaging in anti-competitive practices. We came out strongly to the article in today's Independent. We had to, it has been top of our members' agenda ever since. There's been a very strong response from our members to that article.
I know, but you say there's no evidence that you engage in such practices, but surely this is what this study is going to set out to establish.
Exactly. So it's unfounded at this point for even for the Independent to say that this is the case. No investigation has yet been carried out. We refute that in any event it will find anything.
Tell me about the relationship between the broker and the insurance company.
The relationship between the broker and the insurance company, the broker searches the insurance market to find the best insurance product to meet the client's needs.
That sounds very hands-off. I mean, there would be a close relationship between individuals even and between broker companies and insurance companies.
Yes, yeah, so over the years, it's obviously, brokers build up relationships with particular insurers. Yes, I'm sure they do. But their obligation to their client is always to search the market to get the best insurance product to meet their client's needs. And that's what brokers do.
Neil, do you believe that brokers need to be studied, investigated in the same way as the insurance companies themselves and the intermediaries?
Well, I mean, the first thing is I'd say we have lots of life and non-life brokers in membership of our of ISMI, and law-abiding brokers have absolutely nothing to fear from a market study, any form of investigation. But we should remember how this kicked off last year, and the Garda National Economic Bureau are investigating a broker in relation to the apparent directing of business into one
won't go into any details on any of that
it is a fact that that's occurring. So we're delighted that that's happening. What we're concerned about, and especially on foot of two stories in the Independent today, it's almost like all the other recommendations in the Cost of Insurance Working Group reports and the Personal Injuries Commission have been forgotten about. It's almost like the only people who have been looked at are underwriters and brokers. And if that is the case, then it's actually, we have the government, and specifically the Department of Finance, are the ones with questions to answer here.
Well, you know, you represent the small and the medium-sized businesses. What are they telling you about public liability premiums?
There is genuinely a fear factor among our members in very particular areas of business, most particularly anything to do with child play, sport, adventure, hospitality. In a lot of those areas, they only have one underwriter. Yeah. They've only one broker talking to them, and they're the sort of people who said, for God's sake, you know, if I'm to continue trading, I need to have a policy next year.
This is the thing, Cathy. Are the brokers part of the problem or part of the solution?
Brokers are part of the solution. There's absolutely no doubt about that. If a business, such as the businesses that my colleague there, Neil, has mentioned, if they have difficulty getting insurance, they're a lot more likely to get it if they go to a broker and get that advice. The broker is in a position to search the market and get the business.
But this search
insurance.
Of the market, yes. As Neil is talking there's nobody in the market offering insurance.
This is not the fault of brokers. This fundamentally comes down to the claims culture in Ireland and the personal injuries awards, where there are many European European insurers who would be in a position to passport into the Irish market. They're not doing it, and that's because it's not an attractive business environment.
Are brokers in a wonderful position to be able to offer this study, a pretty unique insight into the business from your perspective?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you're the brokers, you're the interface between the insurance company and the customer and the consumer. So you have an insight that perhaps others do not have. That's a unique insight that you
brokers
can...
Brokers have unique market insight, and that is why a customer would go to a broker. But as I said, it comes back to the cost of claims in Ireland. The personal injuries culture makes it unattractive for insurers to write business, and that is why insurance premiums are so high, and that is why there is a lack of insurers offering, in particular, public liability insurance in Ireland. Fundamentally, those are the issues that the government has to address. This is a sideshow, this CCPC report.
You're nodding in agreement.
Absolutely.
It is a sideshow.
We have spent vast amounts of taxpayers' money investigating the insurance problem in Ireland through the Cost of Insurance Working Group and the Personal Injuries Commission.
Yeah.
We commissioned a High Court judge to investigate this. He gave us the answers, and now it appears that when we know what the problems are, which are excessive, crazy quantum for minor injuries and fraudulent claims, it now appears that
What's your message to Heather Humphreys?
Our message is if insurers were the only problem, if this is such a fabulous industry to be in, how come the underwriters for our members are leaving the market? And if you can't give a simple, straight, two-line answer to that question, then you're wrong to just be focusing on insurance companies.
Okay, Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of ISMI, and Cathy Shannon from Brokers Ireland. Thank you both very much for coming in to me this evening.